going to read you a couple of short passages. Some have already been read, but I want you to kind of hear them together. The prophet Isaiah, as spoken in the prayer earlier, 700 plus years before Christ came, he says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." You just heard Ron read from Luke when the shepherds were startled by this amazing sight of these angels. It says, "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior." And I'm going to read you one of the most famous Christmas passages of all time. One of the most famous verses in the Bible. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Let me pray. Father, bless the reading of your word. Use me as I speak on it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You know, we kind of gone from this carols and lessons, scriptures and hymns, from the prophecy of Christ's birth to the fulfillment of Christ's birth, to go proclaim about Christ and why he came. And birthdays are awesome, aren't they? I don't know if y'all celebrate them. I know, my family, I don't have many hobbies. I was asked that question when I was interviewing to be a pastor. What hobbies do you have? I don't really have many hobbies, but I like to buy my kids toys. Love to buy them toys. If you kids, you ever come to my house, we got lots of toys in the Sanders house, even some I still play with. And so I want to give them good things on their birthdays. Being one of eight children, I was given one birthday party my whole life, one where you invited friends. Mom and Dad just couldn't afford to do it for eight kids each year, or chose not to invest in that. So my only birthday party that I remember was when I turned six. And we had just moved from Blythewood, South Carolina, to Chester, South Carolina. So it was not a great time to have a birthday party because I didn't know anybody. And Mom and Dad just said, "This is the year for your birthday party." And so it was really turned out pretty good because they invited a bunch of kids I didn't know that went to the church that we were now at, and they loved on this strange boy, I should have said this boy that was a stranger, this strange boy that fits both ways. And they celebrated my birthday, even though they hardly knew me, and ended up being kind of the tool, the instrument God used for me to build some friendships. And being kind of having their center of attention. But that was the only birthday party I got. I want you to imagine a birthday party, kids, and it's your birthday, and you're excited about this gathering because it's your birthday. And you look out the window to see who's going to come, and your parents have invited all your family and friends, and all of a sudden you see people starting to pull up, and they come out with these gifts. And you're looking out the window out of your bedroom, and, you know, you're going to wait to make your entrance, and you see these presents. They come in, and they come into your house, and you come out there, and when you come out there, they're giving gifts to each other, and then they leave. How do you feel about that? It's not a great birthday party, is it? All these people came, and they gave gifts to each other, and they left. And that's an illustration of sometimes how we can be in Christmas. I remember as a kid, when we would sing Christmas hymns, I was like, "Oh, it's getting close to Christmas. I'm going to get gifts." But it's not your birthday, is it? It's awesome how generous God is, that he wants us to love each other and lavish upon each other gifts to each other. And you'll get to enjoy that tomorrow. But don't miss out on celebrating the birthday boy. Whose birthday is it? Whose? It's Jesus' birthday. Now, we don't know its exact day, but it's the day that we have, as a church and as believers, have set aside his day to celebrate his birth. We don't know the exact day he was born. Some people would argue that it was during this time, and And so we have in our mind it was cold and there was snow falling, and there's no evidence from that necessarily that there was snow falling when Jesus was born in the scriptures. And we kind of develop these neat stories that are kind of neat with where we are, but it's Jesus' birthday. Don't forget that tomorrow. But what's so amazing about this birthday of Jesus, according to Isaiah, he said, "Unto you a child is born. Unto you a son is given." The same words were said to the shepherds, a Savior for you. I gave you an analogy of a birthday party that seems pretty bad. It's your birthday and you don't get a gift. But I want you to think how amazing our God is. He's already lavished upon us so much. We have so much that He's given us throughout the year to sustain us, to good food. If you just go back and if instead of having a heart of a grumbling heart, have a thankful heart, you would be blown away at all the wonderful things God has given you. But what's the best gift He's ever given any of us that know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior is He's given us His Son. So what does it mean when it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given"? Well, Jesus speaks it. He explains it to us as to after He grows up and He's now headed toward the cross. That's His goal, is to come and be born so that He could die on the cross for our sins. He says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son," that who, and He's speaking of Himself, "that He gave me, His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in me will not perish, but have everlasting life." Jesus is telling us why. We had several births lately. Nobody called me up and said, "David, for unto you a child is born." We celebrate Perrin and Patrick's new baby, Burgess Dean. We celebrate Lewis and Mary Rachel's baby, Sarah Mays. But nobody called me up and said, "David, for unto you a child is born." But the scripture puts it clear, even 700 years before Christ is born, that God is sending His Son for His people. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And Jesus says, the reason why He sent His Son was for us to have salvation, a Savior, as was said to the shepherds. And it speaks for God, and it's talking when Jesus speaks about God the Father, and we know He's God in flesh. He's speaking of righteous, holy, perfect God. The one who has right clearly stated in His Scripture and has wrong clearly stated in His Scripture. And what should blow us away is so often we think of ourselves as lovable, and we're not. In light of a righteous God, we're not lovable. You know, I had you imagine having a birthday party and inviting all your friends and family. But if you look at God's birthday party, if you look at His birthday party with His Son Jesus Christ, He invited all His enemies. That's what the scriptures tell us that we are. We're His enemies. Go to Romans 5. Look at Romans 5. You say, "Enemies? How am I His enemy?" Well, Romans speaks of it. We made His enemies because of our sin, because of our rebellious heart. Romans 5, verse 7 and 8 says this, speaking of what Christ came to do, "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love, for God so loved the world, He demonstrates His own love toward us, a child born unto us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Verse 9 says, "Much more than having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son." So imagine this birthday scenario. This is what God has done for His people. He says, "Come, my enemies, come those who rebel against me, come to those who are dead in their sins, and I'm going to, on my birthday, give you a gift." And a gift that surpasses any gift. What's the best gift you ever got, kids, for Christmas? I think of a Lone Ranger I got when I was 7 years old in silver. Is that his horse, Silva, or Silver? Silver. And he was a doll. It was a Barbie doll, but it was okay for a guy to have a Lone Ranger. He had two pistols that went in his holster. And I was taking his boot off and his leg broke off first day I had him. So the rest of the time I played with him, with Jamie and Jay. Y'all remember Jamie and Jay, those cowboy dolls? Well, maybe not. David played with a lot of Barbie dolls. I had Peg Leg Lone Ranger. He had a taped leg. I remember another gift that was so great to me was it was an electric football field. This was before good computer games, and it would shake and vibrate when you plugged it in the wall and you put these little figures on it, and they would move around on the field. That was one of my favorite gifts. I don't know what your favorite gift was, but this should be our favorite gift because it surpasses any gift ever. This wonderful counselor, this mighty God, this everlasting Father, this Prince of Peace, this Savior. What we celebrate and the loved ones that so many of us have lost over the past year and is the hope. What we celebrate is the hope of seeing them again because of the work of Christ who died on the cross. For God so loved the world, and when the Bible speaks of the world, it speaks of the falling man of mankind, total tally of mankind. You'll see that in John 7 and John 14. And then you see this gift. He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. You know, it's such a wonderful Christmas passage because it explains in simple terms why Jesus had to be born in the flesh. Why he had to come. And that when he came, that instead he said, hey, where's all my gifts? He said, I am the gift for my people. That's why the angels were rejoicing so much. Heaven again was spilling over to the shepherds and saying, unto you a child is born, the one we've been waiting forever, the Savior has come. Be like me. Can you imagine, you know, having my little pity party about one birthday party my whole life? But God had to look, and let me just make clear, Jesus didn't come into existence at that point. The Bible tells us in John 1 that he's always been. He's eternal as the Father and as the Spirit. They're one. They've been eternal. He did the creation. Jesus Christ created all things. He didn't come into existence on his birth like we did. He was already living in eternity. And yet, he comes down. He becomes the flesh. He obeys the Father's will for the purpose to save us from our sins. And so I want you to think about this, people, and especially you young people and us adults, that tomorrow before you open one gift, don't forget the greatest gift ever, and that is Christ Jesus. But John 3:16 tells us that you must believe in him. And what does it mean to believe in him? What does it mean to trust in him? It means that you say, I believe in you, and I am satisfied in you. Jesus says, I'm the bread. Come to me, you'll never hunger again. I'm the water. Come to me, you'll never thirst. There's an element where it says, those who come to me and believe in me put their trust in me. It's not just, it says the demons believe that Jesus exists, but it's the ones who by the Holy Spirit, another gift of our great God, that he places in his people, indwells us and opens our eyes to our sin and opens our eyes to the need of a Savior. Christmas is about God coming in the flesh, and on his birthday and his life and his death and his resurrection, he presents to us a gift. We talk about being born again and a new birth that needs to take place in our lives. And his birth, the reason why we celebrate his birth is it brought us a new birth eventually when he died on the cross for our sins and became our hope. You know, I was going to do this, I'm not going to do this, but maybe you can do this as a family tomorrow, that before you open one gift, that you spend some time with Jesus as a family, before you celebrate how God has blessed you and you know, by opening these gifts and having a good time with that you would sing happy birthday to Jesus together as a family. And that we would not be me monsters like I was preached on Sunday, me monsters in regards to the Christmas day. I remember Paul, y'all know my little brother, y'all have raised him too, and I remember he got a spanking on Christmas. He missed the boat and on what Christmas was all about, and he opened all his presents, and Paul, with his little boldness, goes, "Is this it? Is this all?" And Dad said, "No, it's not. It's not all." Got a good old-fashioned Christmas spanking. We thought we were safe on our birthdays and Christmas, but not with my dad. You could get them on those days. But I love John 3:16, and it's not just a matter of knowing it in your head. It's a matter of putting your trust in it. And Jesus says, "Come to me, and I will save you. Come to me, you who are weary and burdened, I'll give you rest." And I pray that you'll do this together, individually, that you would not miss out on what tomorrow's all about because of all the other exciting things, but that in those exciting things, you would think much of your Savior who gave you the greatest gift, which is Christ. And if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you've not surrendered all to Christ, and this is something that's just kind of the Holy Spirit's moving in you about, and you would like more information about that if you're visiting here, please don't hesitate to pull me aside or one of our elders, and we would love to talk to you more about how to come know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. What a wonderful Christmas that would be to date. But let me pray, and then I want to go over a few things about what we're going to do next. Father, I thank you so much for unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, a Savior has been placed before us in Christ Jesus. And we know that the only hope for us is not anything we could do to save ourselves from all our wickedness and sin, but Lord, that we would have the wonderful, eternal, awesome, righteous, holy God make us a way through his only son, Jesus Christ. And what an amazing thought to think that you commanded your son to come to this earth to die so that you could save us, the wicked, from our sins. Lord, I pray for those that are here today that know you as their Lord and Savior and bear the fruit of the Spirit. Lord, we pray that you would grow them this year. We pray for those who don't know you, they'd come to know Christ Jesus as Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.